Welcome to a special edition of Wang Bennett's podcast featuring George Truly, Diana Bennett. Yeah. Where we're going to be talking today about mothers and honoring mothers on Mother's Day. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to our podcast today, and I'm here at the home of my mother, Margaret Pike, and I want to wish her a very happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm also here with my sister, Dorena, and my other sister, Donna, and we are here to talk to a mom and tell some funny stories and things like that. I have two siblings missing right now. Hopefully, they'll come in later, and if they don't, then it'll be okay. So, anyway, Mom, I wanted to ask you about when you were growing up. Did they celebrate Mother's Day when you were growing up with your mother?
I'm sure we did. We get dressed up and go for a picnic or just an outing or something with the children.
Okay.
And, of course, Mother baked cake.
Okay. And what about your grandmother? Was she still living at that time?
She was, but her children weren't available at that time. Of course, she always joined in our family group because we just be real close together.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you can really remember about your mother that you would like to share? Something about her personality or something that she really loved? Or
I remember that Mom liked her flower garden, and she liked to get dressed up and go to church. And she liked going to the graveyard of all things, but, you know, we don't do that. But she was a wonderful mother. She really kept us all straight.
And there were a bunch of you, weren't there?
There was, well, they kind of came on. I was the first one, and then we had three or four brothers and three more sisters, so there's quite a few.
Yeah.
In fact, I said all told was 14.
And you were the oldest, so you were more like a mother to a lot of them, right?
I was. They thought of me as a mother. In fact, I had a brother. He thought that his mother had forsaken him because I left him, and he never, well, it was in years that he knew that I wasn't his mother, but he was just a little tot, and he thought I was his mother, and I left him to get married. But we were real close for a lot of years, and we all moved away from each other, and you know how it is in life.
It's, oh, yeah. So one of the things that we always say is, Margaret Ann, pluck that chicken. So what was that about?
Well, on Sundays, we always had my aunts and their children, which we had two aunts. I think there was about 10 or 15 kids. So they killed chickens, a lot of chickens. It was my job to pluck the chickens, so that's what I did.
How would you get the feathers off of them?
Oh, we'd have to boil water, and then we'd pour the water over the chicken feathers. Of course, we had to keep the boiling water handy because there was a lot of feathers. And then we had to take something that was used to pull out the pins. And, of course, Mother and the aunts would cut up the chickens,
yeah.
Cut them up and get them ready to fry. And, boy, did we have to fry a lot of chickens. We had a farm, and then Mother grew, you know, she had her own chickens. And
now, Mom, were you afraid of the chickens?
Yes, definitely. They flopped around, and when you're trying to catch them, all them things moving, making a noise, and I was nervous. I couldn't catch them. I never could catch a chicken. I couldn't even think about catching a chicken.
Okay, so now you got married pretty young. You were not even 15 yet, were you?
Yeah, I was 15. And I like...
From July to October?
My dad and Mom had to sign for me to get married.
Okay, so you got married in July, and then October 16th, you would have been how old?
I would have been 16.
At that time. Okay. So then you and Dad left here and went to New York, and that's where you found out you were pregnant with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you and Daddy feel the first time you realized that you were going to be a mom and a dad?
I was happy about it, and so we both were very happy that we were going to have a child. Of course, I was used to children, and I loved children, and I would tickle them. Well, actually, my heart was just tickled to death. And then my mom and dad went down and to their house and told them, and they were ecstatic about it, too.
Because this was going to be their first grandchild, right?
Mm-hmm. Their oldest daughter was having a baby, and we didn't know at that time whether it was a boy or a girl. But I spent some time with them while Sonny was getting us a place to stay in New York. So he came after me, and so that's where I had him, was in New York. And we went to see the gardens in Canada, the flower gardens, and we spent a lot of time outdoors and over in Canada. But when he was born, it was awesome.
And then not soon after that, then you found out you were pregnant again. Well, it was less than a year. Because there's a year and I think 6 days between me and Danny.
It was kind of a shock, but I wanted a girl so bad, and I was happy because I was gonna get my girl, and I knew it was a girl.
Okay.
And when you were born, oh my goodness, I always wanted to dress Danny as a little girl.
Ooh, I don't think he'd like that.
There was something about a little girl that I loved my little boy. And when you were born, we were still living in the same place with the Joys. And they helped me with you kids. I was happy, very happy, because that was my life, was, you know, my brothers and sisters. And then I had my own, which was more.
So then we moved back from New York to West Virginia, and we only had been here a couple of years, I think, when you found out you were pregnant with Donna then.
We lived in New York for 9 years, but we would come back to West Virginia ever so often. Mm-hmm. But when we came back in...
I was thinking it was maybe 1960... that we came back.
But I found out I wanted another girl. I don't know why, but I got lonesome because Danny and Diane was getting older in school and I was by myself a lot. And then, so sure enough, I got pregnant again. Didn't know whether it was a girl or a boy, but I figured it was a girl. I don't know why. I just had, you know, those vibes. So Donna was born March 19th.
And then 2 years after that, Dreema was born.
Yes.
And then 2 years after that, the baby, Dorina, was born. So I know during that time, I was 9 years old when Donna was born, 11 when Dreema was born, 13 when Dorina was born. And I told you that if we had any more, I was running away from home.
That's right.
Didn't I say that?
You did.
I did. One, and I know this is terrible, but I was embarrassed, you know, that my mom was having all these babies. But anyway, they have always been a blessing.
Yes, they have.
And
thank you.
When I was growing up, I didn't think so because they were always in my stuff. But they truly have been a blessing. So thank you, Mother, for the blessings of the last three sisters. Of course, when Danny and I were growing up, we were like twins because we were so close.
You were, yeah. And you were very close.
Yeah.
And then 9 years later, you had a sister, and Danny says, can't you have any boys?
He said that with Donna.
Because he came in and looked, and he said, why don't you have some boys, Mommy?
Donna, can you think of any funny stories about Mommy? since you were the next in line.
Please don't tell anything bad.
Well, one of them was really cute that Mom told me a story about Danny. Was when he was saying that, he was telling you that he didn't like me very much. And you said that you told him to go make up a song about me. And so it kind of turned the tide in my favor because the song he ended up making up was a love song.
Oh, do you remember any part of it?
No, no. I was just a baby. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember that. Yeah. But I just heard her that it was wasn't so much how much he hated his baby sister, but how much he actually liked her.
Yeah. Well, the neat thing about having a baby sister at my age, at 9 years old, it was like having a real baby doll. Mm-hmm. And I always would hold your nose so that you'd have to wake up and cry, and then I'd holler at Mom, "I've got her, Mom!" And then, of course, I'd get you out of your crib and rock you and feed you and things like that. Of course, Mom, you know, she would say, "Leave that baby alone so I can get some rest." What about you, Doree?
Wait a minute, I got one more.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was getting a little older, and Mommy and I had a little bit of a tiff over when I was going to have my bath time. And I told her I didn't want to take a bath with my baby sisters anymore. I said, "I'm too old." And she says, "No, you're not. You're going to go take this bath." I said, "No, I'm not." And keep in mind that I was already taller than she was at 10 years old. And I told her, I said, "I am too old and I'm going to prove it to you." So I picked her up. I carried her into the living room from the kitchen and I put her in the closet. And then I leaned against the door, and she just laughed and laughed.
I did. I still laugh and laugh about it because it's just so funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doree.
So, Doree, okay. You remember anything specifically? Other than being so attached that you couldn't get away from her?
Yeah, I was Mommy's baby.
Still are.
Like little kids do, you catch your mom on the phone, and you get into mischief, so I had been thinking, you know, watching all these movies, Peter Pan and all that, thinking, I can fly, just know I can. So caught her on the telephone, and it was a day like today, but it was windy, and I went outside in my pajamas, and I just knew if the wind could get me right, you know, I get behind me and with the wind, I could fly. So I go outside, and I thought, I'm not flying. So I thought, well, it's these clothes. They're hindering me. So I, my mommy got to thinking, where was I? And she come down the back steps, and I was down here in the backyard, and she started yelling, "What do you think you're doing? You get this house." And I said, "But Mommy, I'm trying to fly." I can fly.
Still can't.
I still can't fly unless I can get an airplane.
Okay, so we used to tell Mom, "Go take your happy pill," after we'd been so bad. Did you get a whipping for what you had done?
Oh, yes, I did. I got my butt busted, and I never did that again.
There was lots of times when Mother would kind of tune us out, you know. She would be just zoned, not tune us out to keep her sanity, because there were five of us in this house, and our house is not that big. So we'd tell her, "Go take your happy pill."
That was my estrogen pill. I think what would get me was probably I wouldn't get enough rest, and then something would happen, and I'd go off,
zone out.
I regret doing all that, but anyway.
You had mommies to do what, that. Yeah, mommies do that. I know, I'm a mom too.
I kept them in line, my mommy would say.
Yeah. So, Mom, do you remember anything funny that you want to tell about one of us kids?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to tell about a time that my husband, Sonny, his brother, Neola, and Melvin called, and they wanted to come over and visit. And I got Doree all dressed up like a little doll. Well, in the meantime, I turned her loose, and next thing I knew, she was perched on the arm of the chair, just in her little t-shirt and her
little panties.
It was like a knit underwear. And she was just as happy as a lark. She just thought she was a queen there. And I had to get her, they brought us some ice cream because they hadn't seen him for a while. So I excused myself with her, and I went and put her clothes back on. I wanted them to know that she did have clothes to wear, you know.
Now, I was younger than 8, right? In that story?
Well, you didn't have, it wasn't you were naked. You know, you still had presentable, because your little neat clothes was, you know.
We always said that she must had a little bit of angel in her, because she didn't like to wear clothes. I mean, she would go around in her undershirt and her
comfy.
Yeah.
It was shorts like.
Yeah, were. She liked to be comfortable.
And there was nothing wrong with that, but it was just, it shocked me because I had just got her.
She could get out of her clothes faster than anybody, is yeah. that it?
And I don't remember anything else about the other girls, except for Donna. When she was little, first word she ever said was, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah, we had cats, and that
yeah, we
was
had
her
cats,
first,
and she, first that was
word,
her first
I remember
word,
that.
Kitty, kitty.
Yeah.
And with you, it was always taking you to the doctor because I thought your ears weren't growing like they should. He assured me that her face and her ears would match up when she got older. And he
and
was right.
Okay, so how often do you all call your mom?
Not often enough.
Okay, but you did try to compensate.
I can get her a cup of coffee from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, she has sent pizzas. What else have you sent?
Oh, gosh. I've bought food that somebody had to go pick up
yeah.
from King Tut's and Bob Evans. And gosh, she was in the hospital and she was talking to me and she said, I just want a cup of coffee. I said, give me a minute. And I was all the way up in New Hampshire.
Yeah. You also bought a portal so you know, so that she could not only talk to you, but
we can see her.
Yeah. And in fact, when Mom was ill, Donna would just call in to just to check on her to see, you know, how she was doing and stuff. And so the portal has been real nice. Of course, you did that with a
computer
there for a while.
I did the computer first. Yeah. I got her a laptop so that I could just peek in at her at night when she was sleeping because, you know, I was so far away all the time.
Yeah.
So when they came out with the portal, I wanted one in the worst way for you. Oh, my gosh. So got the portal and brought it home down here and set it up, and it was so easy, and it's been such a blessing because I just love popping in and saying, hey, what's for supper?
Well, and our brother Danny calls, and her grandkids call her, and they like to keep up with their grandmother, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you call?
You don't need to call, though. I just come over every day.
Yeah, because she just lives right next door, so she just pops in. She doesn't need to call. So,
do you call her every day?
I don't call every day. I try to come by every day. Not every day, but every other day I try to do that, unless I'm working, and then it's just kind of sporadic. But I don't work very often. But I take her to the doctor, and there's things that I do.
Oh, yeah. She does.
So.
She takes care of my personal stuff, and she takes care of my business. And I couldn't do anything without my girls and my boy.
Yeah, Danny.
My children is my
life. He calls often and comes up now that he's closer, and we're so thankful that he's so much closer.
Yeah, I'm still hanging in here, ladies.
So. I wanted to ask, what's the best advice Mom has ever given you?
That's easy for me.
What's yours?
Read the Bible. Follow God.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In fact, she gave me my first Bible.
Okay.
And live within your means.
Well, I was sick the other day, and Mom's voice went through my head. Get up, get your shower, get cleaned up, and then see how you feel. Because she said, sometimes all you need is to get cleaned up. And by then, you know, you really know whether or not you're going to be able to make it through the day.
Yeah, that's true.
You do that.
Yep. Always hear Mommy's voice in your head.
Yeah.
I still think that works because there's been times when I feel the worst, didn't want to get a shower. But I remember what I said, get a shower and you'll feel better.
Yeah.
At least you'll be clean.
Yeah, nothing else. Well, my brother finally made it in.
Here
and
I am.
We are glad to have Danny join us. So, anyway, we've been sitting here talking and had dinner. And is there anything that you can add to our conversation there, Danny Lee?
Well, I've got nothing bad to say about my mom because she's one of my favorite people in all the world. I think the Probably the earliest thing that I can ever remember is when I first started playing music. She did not like that at all. And she's told me if I was going to play any music, it was going to be in church. So I had to learn songs for the church. And it was enjoyable. I mean, everybody seemed to really, really like that. That's when he was going down Bradley, Lenny Hammond, all those guys. But anyway, so that was probably a big thing that Mom encouraged me to do. Not that I've followed it very good through the years, but, you know, that was the way that I got to play music, was because Mom said, if you're going to play music, you're going to play it in church. And so that gave me a good start right there. And that's probably my earliest things. And then, of course, the old thing about always change your underwear, because you never know when you're going to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I always make sure I have clean underwear. It hasn't failed me yet, so it was good advice, that's for sure.
What about something that you remember from our childhood that maybe something funny that happened?
Well, that's pretty easy. We used all the time outside playing, you know, the Goodman, Ricky Goodman and Wayne and Dickie and Willie, all of us guys. And I had come in to fix me a bologna sandwich or something. I forget what it was, but I was washing my hands in the sink. And Mom had some oysters in there. I had no idea what I didn't think about it. I was just washing my hands so I could eat something because it was pretty dirty. And she came in and saw that. She started crying. Well, that made me feel bad. You know, it really made me feel bad. My mom was crying. I said, "What's the matter?" She said, "You washed your hands in my oysters." And so I just tell her for a minute, and, you know, she stopped crying and started cleaning up the oysters. So that was probably the one thing that I really regretted, was washing my hands in her oysters.
So is there anything else that you would like to add?
You girls were really, really a blessing around Mom. Mom got to go places sometimes, and she kind of leave you and I in charge because we were the eldest, and I liked playing outside an awful lot, so you got stuck with an awful lot of the girly stuff, I call it. But I got stuck with some stuff, too. I mean, I got to do some sweeping and cleaning and changing duty diapers and this and that and the other. And back then, we didn't have Pampers. We had actual diapers. You had to, they were full of, you had to clean them in the toilet. So, yeah, we did pretty good, I think, for helping Mom out. And,
thank you
so
much.
She always took good care of us. I remember we'd go up to the grocery store. I think it's Carolina Supermarket. It used to be up on top of the hill. And we'd go up and buy stuff, and we'd be carrying bags back. And sometimes I'd probably be carrying heaviest bags or something. And then Mom's give me one of the lighter bags, and she'd take one of the heavier bags. And I always felt bad that I couldn't carry them big old bags. But, you know, I did the best I could. And the laundromat. Always had fun going to the laundromat. I had a pinball machine there. She let me play it one time. Thank you, Mom. That was sweet of you. But, you know, there's a lot of memories. I mean, I've had Mom for 70 of her Mother's Days.
Sure.
There's a lot of memories that you can't possibly remember. You know, you have to really sit down and think about it. I do remember the first time she let me stay home from church. You know, we used to go to church a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we were at every revival that was in her 50-mile radius of Beckley. And we go to church on Wednesdays and Sundays and any other time there was a guest speaker or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember what year we moved into the house, but I think I was about 12 maybe. And she was going to Bible studies. That's all it was, Wednesday nights. And I didn't want to go. She said, "Okay, you can stay home, but I don't want you messing with anything." She said, "You sit down, you watch TV." And so that's something I really, really remember. I mean, that was the start of, not the rebellious part of me, but the part that she started to give me a little bit of freedom, you know. Said, "Hey, I'm going to take your sisters and you can stay here." So that gave me the place all kinds to myself. Not that I did anything wrong, but, you know, that was, I liked the freedom. I mean, it was nice to have a little bit of independence, you know.
Yeah, probably made you the man you are today.
That's the man I am today.
Well, it's been fun sitting around talking. Of course, we didn't get to talk to Dreama, or Dreama didn't get to talk to Mom, but I'm sure that she would have a lot to say. And I hope that all the mothers out there have a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
As promised on my Facebook page, we're now going to wish a happy Mother's Day to some special moms that are now in heaven. Carol Adderson from her son Mark Smith. Irene Adkins from her daughter Patty Hickman. Iva Hatcher from her daughter Connie Elliott. Betty Jo from her daughter Pam Humphrey. Carol Bennett from her daughter, Tammy Bennett. Pauline Reed from her son, Greg, and her daughter-in-law, Donna. Velma Daniels from her daughter, Margaret Pack. Alva Dewey Pack from her son and daughter, Dennis Pack and Mary Oren. Bessie Bennett from Helen Merritt, Wayne and Diana Bennett, and Judy Smith. And the last one is Thelma from Vanita McDaniel. Now, a happy Mother's Day to the following mothers that are still with us, that we are blessed to still have with us. Margaret Pack from all of her children, Danny, Diana, Donna, Dreema, and Dorina. Ginger Metric from her daughter, Missy. From Mark Smith, he wanted to wish a special Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to Marie Hamrick, Darla Whitehair, and me. Sally Harper from her daughter, Shelley Meadows. Judy Smith from her son, Dale Smith. Shirley Robinson Miller from her son, Chris, and her daughter-in-law, Dorina. Helen Merritt from Wayne and I. Mary Oren from her brother, Sonny. And Judy Davis from her son, Mike, and her daughter-in-law, Dreema. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers.